Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to the quintessential Sunday Supplement Podcast, Stuart!
Hello. Welcome back, guys. Thank you all for joining me today. This one's a category that's close to my heart. I suffered from this for a long time, not knowing I did. So that took a lot out of me. And this is going to be about mental health, depression, anxiety. And there's a lot of aspects to this. It doesn't have to be just mental health. There's a lot of stress at the moment, especially now we're in the second lockdown in the UK. Lucky enough, I'm still able to work. But there's thousands and millions of people that's having to stay at home in this cold, dark weather, which isn't going to help to any extent. So yeah, my story of how it all came to blows was last year. I think it was July last year. I slipped my disc in my back and I was in agony. I couldn't move, so I couldn't go to work. So obviously, being at home for 3 months, I had more time to think and not do anything. Literally, I didn't do anything. Every day I just sat there in pain trying to get my back better, but whilst I was trying to do that, my mental state was getting worse because I was overthinking. I've always been very active at work and never took time off, to the point where I was sitting here doing nothing. So yeah, so within them 3 months I started to really get paranoid and a lot of anxiety attacks, which I've never really, I think I've always had anxiety, but not to the point where I could never walk out of the house or I couldn't talk to people because I didn't know what to say. I thought my whole life was ending. I had a lot of different thoughts in my head that I hadn't had for years. I mean, I've always suffered from, I think, mental illness. I think that's just come naturally to me. Even though I'm a happy-go-lucky kind of guy, I keep a lot of stuff in, but not anymore. I've kind of worked, if I'm feeling down or there's a situation where I'm feeling trapped, I will tell people why, because I think that's the first step. But yeah, carrying on from that quickly. So I rewind that back a couple of years. 2013, my mum passed away. That caused a lot of tragedy in my brain because she only went out for dinner and she passed away. That meant I had to look after my nan, who just got diagnosed with dementia, which was hard because I was working 50, 60 hours a week sometimes, trying to balance looking after my nan, trying to care for her, make sure she was eating, I was getting phone calls at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, which I don't mind. Loved her to bits. She sadly passed away last year. But that took a lot of toll in my mind because there was no time for me mentally to think about what I need to do about myself. So I wasn't eating properly. I was drinking a lot, heavily. I've always been a big drinker, but from the 7 years onwards to that point, to now, well, to last year, I was a massive drinker. Because I thought that was helping me forget, and it never helped me at all, because the next day I wake up and the problems are still there and they're just kind of building up to worse and worse the problems because I'm not solving out the problems I should have before. So then I'm building up. I kind of, 7 years ago I lost the plot, but I never worked towards trying to fix myself. So I always had issues with myself, and I think a lot of people have issues in the way they look and the way they feel, and it's not a nice feeling. So if a lot of people knew who I am and know what I used to be like, I used to be the one that would drink so I couldn't drink anymore. I used to be partying all the time and drinking all the time. And now, lucky enough, I've kind of gradually stopped that. I still have a drink every now and then, but I kind of control that more because I don't want to feel the next day worse, because that's what happens. Alcohol, to me, makes you feel worse. It's a depressant. And obviously, when my mum passed, I was drinking heavily anyway before that. And that started me on the road to everyday drinking. So I was at work, I'd buy a pack of 20 beers, or a bottle of rum or whiskey and that'd be gone within an hour or two. And it wasn't good for me because I was being sick, and I never used to get sick drinking, but I was doing to the point where obviously I couldn't fit anything else in my stomach. And it was sad because it wasn't who I was. I became very in myself, and I had a lot of bad memories, bad thoughts coming through my memories, and it made me feel like I didn't want to be here anymore. And that was for a good 7-8 years of wanting to not be here. Back in 2018, obviously I got sciatica in my back before I had my slip disc. Obviously I worked through it, and there's 1 week where I couldn't work at all and I had to get painkillers. But during that time I was heavily drinking whilst taking these painkillers, which was, again, I don't agree with that at all, but my mind wasn't anywhere, and I just thought, you know, if I can numb more pain, I'll numb that. So I started drinking heavily and taking them. And basically that kind of couple of months is a mist in my head, because I'm a very addictive personality anyway, so alcohol was my addiction. And then painkillers I liked. I don't take tablets at all apart from paracetamol, but I liked painkillers because that was another number that numbed me to the reality of what I was going through. Had a lot of debt, a lot of bad thoughts, a lot of stress due to life, due to other circumstances. So it was all building up and building up. And lucky enough, I'm kind of started fresh 2 years ago. 2-3 years ago, I moved away, moved out. But then I still had this lingering thoughts in my brain, and I wouldn't tell anyone. And I wish I did more so earlier, because in myself now, I feel so confident and relaxed and pressureless. And I think that's how I'm trying to explain it. The pressure was building up, so I had a lot of debt incurring, not due to me, but due to the circumstances before everything happened in my life. And I was getting a lot of phone calls and knocks at the doors and letters and messages and emails. So trying to balance that, look after my family, look after my home that I was in at the time, obviously suffering from alcohol addiction, which I think was my worst thing I could have suffered from. So that was building up. Got sciatica in my leg and my back, and so I had a week off. Took a lot of painkillers, a lot of drink. That kind of was a blur. Moved away from that, moved on with my life for a little bit. Then one day I went to my nan's house, found her on the floor. It was a sad story. She didn't pass away, but it was very close. So she had to go to hospital for 2 years. She was in a home. And that kind of started off my depression even more, because not only did I lose my mum, I was losing my nan. I lost all my family, pretty much. I've got my dad left, so that's all I've got left of my family side. But, you know, as a child growing up, you think your family's going to be there forever, but they're not. So I had to balance that. Obviously, other people are suffering, so you try not to talk to them. My wife now, who's been amazing through all this, she saved me, and my best friend Trev, and a lot of other family members, Les and Becky and Sam, have helped me through my life. And if it wasn't for these guys, I probably wouldn't be here today. But this is because I reached out in the end. I had to. A lot of people could see I was getting into a mess, and you don't listen to these people. So all I can say, guys, if you have got issues, please tell people, because it doesn't get better without making a step forward. Because if you don't step forward, you'll never know. And a lot of the time when you do, it gets a little bit worse for a bit, because you're coming down in your head and you think a lot more. But after that, get rid of them bad thoughts. Talk to people more. People will be supportive, your family and friends. People like me, if you need to contact me, I don't mind. I'm always here to talk to people, because we'll all be through this together in the long run. Because it's nice to have a team of people that you can trust and talk to. And I've tried to be there for a lot of people in my life. And that was a big thing as well, that even when people were going through their worst of times, I was always there for them. I didn't want to tell people what I was going through to make their life worse. But you've got to express your feelings more. Because I think, I know it's kind of cliche, but I think mental illness is looked down a lot on, especially in the men's side. Because growing up, we're all supposed to be, you know, tough and strong. And that's what I was for 29 years of my life, tough and strong. Didn't have any emotions, really. Just carried on doing what I had to do until it came to a blow. And then last year, in 2019, it was a big year for me. And then a lot of stuff started to go wrong, hence my back had slipped disc, my nan passing, spending 3 months on my own. I was supposed to be I did get married in 2019, but obviously for the 3 months I was thinking, oh, I'm not going to be here much longer. I can't deal with this, you know. So my anxiety and panic attacks was just becoming to the point where I kept driving to the hospital. I never went in because I was worried that what people would think, because I thought I was going to die. I thought I was having a heart attack. I thought people was trying to get me. I thought many horrible situation was on the horizon. Obviously, I was struggling again through a lot of other stuff. Same situation, but I'm thinking, obviously the memories come back and you're thinking of the same stuff. And you can't sleep, can't eat and drink. So going back to that, with my slip disc, I didn't take any tablets. I couldn't, because I didn't want to risk it whilst if I was having a drink, because there'd be sometimes I'll go to the shop and buy 15 or 20 bottles of beer or 20 cans of Guinness and I'll drink them, and it wouldn't affect me sometimes, because I don't know, my mind wouldn't let it affect me, because I thought, oh, I don't want to feel bad or even worse tomorrow, so I'll keep drinking, and then the next day I'll be drinking again. Or so I was a wreck. And then all of a sudden my brain clicked and I thought, I need to get out of this, because it's not fair to my wife to be, it's not fair to my family and friends, you know, because they're not getting the real me. And I think I love being who I am. And if you don't know me, I think I'm a nice guy. I think I try to be the best I can for people and help them along their journey in life. And I just try and put others before me, and I still do, but I try and take a step back sometimes now and think about myself before I think about others as much. Also, obviously I'm going to look after people that's not feeling too good in their head and in themselves, and I'll always be there to help them. That's my main priority, to help other people feel better. But obviously if there's a small situation now that I don't have to worry about it, it's out of my hands, you know. So if you guys ever suffer from depression and anxiety or any mental illness, because it doesn't have to be depression and anxiety, it can be stress, it can be paranoia. That's another big thing, paranoia, because you think, because I always thought I never looked right in society, and because I dress differently and I am different, but I am who I am. And to be honest, what makes me different? Nothing. It makes other people different for pointing you out for being different. So live your life and be who you want to be. Don't let society tell you shouldn't do what you want to do, you know. If I didn't have this collecting like I did now, I think I would have been suffering more, because I wouldn't have been doing anything. Like literally, I used to, on my days off or when I was off ill, I was sitting down and I literally done nothing from morning till night. Went back to bed morning till night. I never slept, so I always had a sleeping regime of like 2 hours a day, because I was paranoid that I wouldn't wake up. Or it's not a nice feeling, and I know people are suffering more than I ever did, and that's not nice to think that other people could suffer more, because what I went through I thought was bad, but I know what other people are going through is 10 times worse. So if you know someone that's suffering, if you know you're suffering, let people know, help them people, you know. Because I always say, today might not be tomorrow, because we don't know what people can think of and do. And that's the sad part, because it comes and goes in waves. One day you're happy, one day you're sad, next day you're happy. For 4 weeks you can be sad. And if you've got a good front, which I think I have, that I hide behind myself and I always have a smile and a laugh, I can't take life seriously. But I'm trying to learn more to take life seriously, because again, like even when I'm at work, I work in retail and the customer's rude to me. Sometimes I get a bit iffy back, but I always think to myself, maybe they're not having a great day. So trying, me being polite might change their look on the day, you know, because they might have had a bad news in the morning, or they might be suffering as well, or we don't know people's circumstances. So don't judge people before you really know what they're going through. And again, I don't know, if you need to talk to me, I'm on Rock and Roll Collectibles on Instagram, or the Quintessential Podcast at gmail.com. I'm always happy to talk to you guys. It takes no time for me to make you guys feel better about yourselves. And if you want to discuss personal stuff that you're feeling down with, obviously I'll always be there to try and talk to you, talk to you through it. That's annoying. So yeah, I'm always willing to help, and I know there's a lot of people willing to help me now. So just remember, we won't be through this together. We won't do this on our own. We'll do this all together, because that's what being a human should be. Not, oh, look at them, they're different. Oh, they look a bit down. They look sad. Oh, let's take the mick out of them. No, don't do that. Because you start doing that, you're putting other pressures on people. You know, just because I collect doesn't mean I'm weird what people think, or people collect toys and whatnot. Let them do what they want to do. People collect stamps. Let them do that. People collect anything. People do stuff. I love football. I love rock music. There's millions of people love football. You don't see people that don't like football telling people, oh, you shouldn't like football, because what's the point? You shouldn't like music. Why shouldn't you like music? You shouldn't like this. Do what you want to do in life to the extent what makes you happy, because you only have one life. Make the most of it. Do not be scared to be what you want to be. That's all I keep trying to say, guys. And it's been lovely for me to do these podcasts. You know, I sometimes sit and think, is there any point of me doing these? But it is, because I enjoy doing it. And if you guys like it, which I know some of you do, there's only about one listener, but it's great. But it's been really good doing these, because it's also opening my mind up to people and meeting new people through this Rock and Roll Collectibles Instagram page that I'm doing. It's making me more confident in myself, the ability, my mind's working to 1,000 miles an hour now, which I'm trying to think of other stuff to do, because it's been awesome to do stuff. So yeah, guys, once you start getting over this, and it's a long journey, don't think it takes minutes or days, it takes years and months, because you need to find the right connection in your brain to state that, take that first step, and it will work out, I promise you. The worst day is the day when you're at the bottom, because that day you can start climbing to the top again. There's always a little ladder, and if you start from the first step and make it to the 20th step, even if you make it to the fifth step, you're making a progress. It's a step. Life's a step. Obviously, we're all going to make mistakes and we slip back into stuff. But it's, if you can get yourself out of that, what's it called? Like, kind of just that kind of nest of not wanting to step out of it. Please do, because I promise you, over the other side, you'll be so much happier, obviously. And again, don't be scared to tell people how you feel. If you're struggling, let me know, guys. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm sorry it's a bit of a ramble, but that's me. But thank you again. Been a pleasure, and I'll see you on the flip side.